Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis. SRK-015, developed by Scholar Rock, is an experimental treatment for SMA. It's been producing promising results in preclinical studies and in a phase 1 trial of healthy volunteers. The company's CEO said they are excited for it to be the first muscle-directed therapy. It will address the continued functional deficits that are experienced by SMA patients. The findings also further support a recently started phase 2 trial called TOPAZ. This trial will evaluate SRK-015's efficacy and its safety for improving motor function in children and adults with SMA types 2 and 3. And two doses will be tested, 2 milligrams per kilogram or 20 milligrams per kilogram. It will be given every 4 weeks for up to 12 months. Currently, enrollment is ongoing in both the US and Europe. They hope to get 55 patients from 2 to 21 years old. The TOPAZ trial is anticipated to be completed in April 2021. SRK-015 has been designed to improve muscle strength and motor function in patients with SMA. It works by inhibiting the activation of myostatin. This is a growth factor that's primarily produced in skeletal muscles, and it suppresses muscle growth. As SRK-015 targets the latent form of myostatin, scientists expect it to result in fewer side effects than targeting its activated form or its receptor. The recently completed phase 1 trial showed that all tested doses given by infusion into the vein were well tolerated. It led to durable effects in healthy adult volunteers. In line with previous results, no dose-limiting toxicities were identified up to the highest dose of 30 milligrams per kilogram. Pharmacodynamic is how the body responds to a therapy. This data showed that the drug successfully binds latent myostatin in a durable manner. A single dose of 3 milligrams per kilogram or greater led to increases in latent myostatin levels. This was sustained for at least 84 days following a single dose of 20 or 30 milligrams per kilogram. SRK-015's pharmacokinetic profile was also favorable. This covers its absorption, availability, distribution, metabolism, and its elimination in the body. Across the different doses, its half-life was 23 to 33 days. Therefore, dosing is favored once every 4 weeks. In addition, the latest findings also showed benefits in different animal models. In mice, treatment increased the force applied by limb muscles by 20 to 51%. It led to a greater proportion of muscle fibers compared with a placebo, and this was accompanied by a 10-fold rise in blood levels of latent myostatin following the treatment. This confirms the presence of that target. Additionally, serum levels of latent myostatin were low before treatment in mice. This supports the idea that most of SRK-015's target lies within the skeletal muscle, and it's not circulating the bloodstream. And prior mouse studies showed prevention of additional atrophy. It also showed improvements in muscle mass and function in healthy animals. So overall, this supports advancing TOPAZ to a phase 2 clinical trial. Currently, SRK-015 has received orphan drug status to treat SMA from both the US FDA and the European Commission.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and blogger. Let me start by saying I'm glad Spinraza injections are only every 4 months at this point. As I said before, the actual injection for me is the easiest part of the entire process. Scheduling has increasingly become a pain. When the call came in to schedule my next injection, I was surprised when she said the word December. I was expecting the end of November, but okay, Thanksgiving probably pushed things back a bit. Then she said December 5th. My eyebrow raised up because my neurology appointment and physical therapy assessment were already scheduled for December 4th. Heaven forbid I could schedule it all the same day like I used to when they actually had a scheduling coordinator. Briefly, I considered an overnight stay because the time she gave me was arrival at 8 a.m. for a 9 a.m. injection. With the 2-hour drive and the fact I have to schedule transportation, I couldn't see making 2 trips with the departure on the second day being before 6 a.m. For an overnight, I need my shower chair, Hoyer, bedroll, and feeding tube supplies. I'm not getting all that in the care cab. My next option, December 12th at 2 p.m. Guess I have to take it, despite driving home in rush hour. December 5th was also the anniversary of my dad's death, so that would have stressed my mom out anyway. I'll just take the one on the 12th. With those appointments confirmed, I had to call to schedule labs, and then call the bus company to schedule the rides. Thankfully, the stars aligned and everything worked out. Now I have to pray there's no blizzards to interfere or bus breakdowns. Yes, that's happened. I've got a whole month to worry about it. I'm really grateful to be receiving Spinraza, so I know I shouldn't complain, but it really does get stressful. I know it could be worse, and it probably is for some of you. There's just so many things to consider when scheduling, it can become overwhelming. What's your scheduling process like? Do you have a fam? Do they help with the process at all? Share your Spinraza stories at smanewstoday.com/forums. Have a great day, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morales, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.